time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hiya, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm not too bad this morning. Getting ready to head down to Des Moines to watch a little wrestling today. A little wrestling today.
A little wrestling.
Yeah, state dual team championships going on today. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with Blaine Kirkhoff, head coach of the Audubon wrestling team, as they get ready to get at it here today. First, though, I want to talk to Brett. You wrestle?
No.
I was setting you up for a joke there. Giving you a chance.
Oh.
Just passed it right by,
yeah.
Huh? I just wrestle with all my decisions.
Yeah, there you go.
I lose a lot. I lose an awful lot. Hey, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
When you remodel your kitchen or bath, you not only update it, you also add value to your home. Camblin Plumbing and Heating offers the widest assortment of fixtures and faucets in the area, and we discount all brands at 15 to 25% off regular retail prices every day. Couple that together with our Town Center Cabinetry store at discount prices, and you will enjoy fabulous savings as well as functional, beautiful results. We offer free design services in our cabinet shop, and we can recommend just that right carpenter to install them. Of course, there's no one better at installing those new fixtures and faucets than Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286 to get that new dream room started.
Well, we're visiting this morning with Audubon head wrestling coach Blaine Kirkhoff, who later on today will lead his team onto the mats at Wells Fargo Arena in the first round of the state dual team wrestling championships. Blaine, first of all, congratulations. It's a nice honor to be able to lead your kids down there in the dual tournament.
Yeah, this is the first time down there for us, and the kids are real proud and eager to get going, and I think the whole town's buzzing.
You know, when people think of the state wrestling tournament, they typically, naturally, will think of the traditional state wrestling tournament. This is a little bit different, but it's a real nice accomplishment because your entire team gets to share in this.
Yeah, it really is. You know, that's a lot. The goals for most kids, you know, is just to get the state some way, somehow, and this affords us a way to get everybody down there, and that's why I told them when we qualified, everybody's going to state now, so we've reached that, attained that goal, I guess.
Well, this is a big moment for Audubon, too. First time you've had a chance now to participate in the dual team tournament. It hasn't been around all that long, but still, it's the first time for you. You're facing a Woodbury Central team who's pretty doggone good, and they've been here now. I think this is their fifth trip to the dual, so they know a little bit about what they're getting into.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll probably be a little bit more relaxed than we will be, but I don't know. Hopefully we can match up well with them and give them a test anyway.
Do you know much about Woodbury Central? Can you tell us a little bit about their squad?
Yeah, we wrestled them. They were in an Ida Grove tournament earlier when we were up there, and then we met them at districts also. And like you said, they're just a real solid team, pretty much up and down. Once again, dual meets just comes down to matchups. You know, it just depends on if your tough guy's wrestling their tough guy and see who wins that match. You know, and we feel like we got a shot at several weights there, so we're gonna go head to head pretty tough against them.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your squad. You've actually got a pretty young squad. Usually when you look at wrestling teams and folks take a look at teams that are really successful, they think, gee, they must have a lot of guys with a lot of experience, but you've got a lot of sophomores and freshmen on your squad this year. A lot of kids have really stepped up along with the few upperclassmen that you have.
Yeah, that's right. We've got three seniors on the team and three juniors, and during the year we've had moments when we've been wrestling teams and they've gotten beaten, but there again, you know, the other kids have stepped up, and it's just like next man in sometimes, and they go in there battle ready, I guess, and we've done real well.
Do you have some natural leaders on this squad?
Yeah, our state qualifiers have been good leaders throughout the year, and they've shown that, and they really led well by example. And by some of them by volume, I guess.
Well, do you have some kids that you lean on that you have to have come out and perform well for you today to be able to advance?
Well, you know, we've got a group of wrestlers, you know, state qualifiers, district qualifiers that have won a lot of matches all year long, and yeah, for us to be able to win these matches, we need to rely on them to step up and do it again.
Well, Blaine, I noticed when I look at the pairings this year, of course, eight teams in the Class 1A tournament, and you're going to wrestle all the way through. You're going to get three matches no matter what happens here today, so it's kind of nice the kids know they're going to get a full day's worth of wrestling. But, man, it's loaded. There are a lot of the top teams that made it into this dual-team tournament, a lot of quality squads.
Yeah, that's right. They aren't any pansies coming in there. You know, they've all earned that trip to the state tournament, and we look forward to the challenge.
Well, Blaine, I got to ask you, too, because I know some folks, some don't like the way this is set up with the dual tournament the day before the traditional tournament. And we saw last year some coaches wanting just not to wrestle some of their kids that qualified for state because of, you know, injury potential and all kinds of different things. Do you like this opportunity to be able to get down there and get these kids ready for what they're going to face?
Yeah, that's kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it? Because they get the chance to be on there the day before and kind of get the feel of the arena and such, but... you know, we're going to put our kids out there and unless the match might be decided ahead of time or, you know, before we get to one of our individuals. But we're going to put them out there and let them wrestle. I think they look forward to it. I would like to see it following the individual state tournament, but it is what it is, so we'll go with it.
All right. Well, very good. Well, we look forward to it later on today. Blaine, good luck today.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's Blaine Kirchhoff, the head coach of the Audubon wrestling team. And we'll have those Audubon matches for you here throughout the day on KJA. And again, those matches coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. They'll be wrestling Woodbury Central. Woodbury Central is the number 2 seed in the tournament. Audubon is the number 7 seed. Woodbury Central ranked 2nd, and Audubon ranked 8th in the state in the team rankings. Audubon 25-2 as they'll battle Woodbury Central again at 11 o'clock. Now, they'll wrestle again at 1 o'clock, win or lose. Because the consolation semis and the semifinals are both at 11 o'clock for Class 1A. And we'll have that match, or both at 1 o'clock, rather, for Class 1A. We'll have that match for you, too, no matter where that, which side of the bracket it's on. And then should they end up in the championships, that'll be at 6:30 tonight, and we'll have that match for you. Should they end up in the consolation finals, then we'll have that. That'll be at 4:30 this afternoon, and we'll have all three of those matches for you here on the radio today. And we'll be I'll be keeping up with it on the web as well, so you can kind of watch on KJAN.com on our sports page. And that'll get you updated throughout the day there, too. You know, it's always an issue, and we saw that last year. You know, Chris and I were just kind of talking as you were listening to Blaine Kirchhoff's interview that I recorded yesterday that, you know, last year there were some teams that just, they threw in the towel before they even got there. You know, there are some coaches that just flat don't like the fact that the dual team championships are the day before the traditional wrestling tournament starts, and some of the coaches like to protect their wrestlers who are qualified and for the traditional championships, and I can't remember which team it was last year, but it was one of the teams, I believe it was in 3A, that was the top team. And they just threw in the towel. They just wrestled their junior varsity. They gave up on the dual team tournament. I think they ended up finishing 8th because they just lost all three of their matches and figured, well, we're not going to risk it. Just going to throw the JV out there. Let them wrestle. So it's kind of one of those things. It's hard to handicap the dual team championships because you never know what the coaches' philosophies are going to be coming into it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of like he said, like you just heard Coach Kirchhoff say, it's a double-edged sword. You know, you can go one way with it, and then the minute one of your star athletes does get hurt and doesn't get that chance at the individual state tournament, if they're qualified, then, boy, you kind of regret doing it. But on the other hand, you as a team, you know, those other kids that aren't in the individual state tournament, they really want to win. So, you know, it's kind of a tough decision. It's kind of personal for each coach, I guess.
But it is a lot of wrestling in one day, three matches, and then you turn around and have to start the traditional meet then tomorrow. I don't know. In some cases, maybe you feel like you got an advantage, too, because you kind of shook some of the rust off since some of those other kids haven't been doing anything but wrestling in the wrestling room over the last couple of days, and you get a chance to get out and compete for a day, too. Who knows? But all that action going on today, and that'll just kind of kick off our coverage of the state wrestling tournament here on KJAN. I'll be down in Des Moines all weekend long. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll have live coverage of the traditional state wrestling tournament. If you go to our sports page at KJAN.com, you'll find a line near the top that says that we have our sports broadcast schedule and also our
our sports archives. If you click on that, you're going to it's going to take you into another page that will actually show you the broadcast schedule for our live reports. We'll have 8 reports a day throughout the day on Thursday, starting in the morning and running through the evening hours until things wrap up. Friday, the same thing. I think our last report's like 10:30 at night because it'll be a late-night session. So we'll be on the air 8 times during the day with live reports from the state tournament. And then on Saturday this year, we're going to do something a little different. Instead of just doing reports all throughout the day, we're going to do 4 reports earlier in the day to get you through those consolation finals throughout the morning, and then we're going to move on into the evening hours. Starting at 6 o'clock, they'll have the Grand March and all the pomp and circumstance, and then get down to serious wrestling action with the finals, and Justin Williams will be joining me for that, and we're going to have live coverage starting at 6 o'clock. We won't be doing reports on Saturday night. We're just going to run live coverage. We'll be watching all the matches and giving you some updates on everything that's going on, but we'll be on consistently throughout the evening starting at 6 o'clock to get you set up and then get you all those results and stuff from the finals, so you can listen live to all of that activity as well. Now, also this year, the folks that own the broadcast rights to the state wrestling championships are allowing us to stream as well. So all the stuff that you'll hear on the air, the reports and what have you, the action today of the duels, we'll be streaming all of that as well. So you can hear it on all of our platforms. You can hear it on AM 1220, FM 101.1. You can also hear it on the web at KJAN.com by clicking the streaming live, the listen live link. Or if you have the free KJAN app downloaded to your smartphone, then you have us in your pocket. You can just listen to us at any time. It's good for Android or iPhone smartphones. So make sure you download that. It's free. And then you can take us everywhere you go. So you'll be able to check all that stuff out on all of those different platforms. So I hope you join us for the weekend. I got a busy weekend planned. I know where I'm going to be. It's just going to be very busy. Speaking of busy, how are things down at Camlin Plumbing and Heating?
Oh, still plugging away down there.
Good.
Camlin Plumbing and Heating offers a great lineup of tubs and showers in the units called Sterling. Within Sterling's lineup of styles, you will be able to find the perfect look for your bathroom. Their quality has even impressed us for the prices they charge. Together with the large assortment of colors to choose from, Sterling can really give you exactly the look and feel that will make you make every morning a pleasure to shower or bathe. Every day, Camlin Plumbing and Heating offers up to 25% off suggested retail price, and they're usually only 2 or 3 days away from getting your stock choice and starting with your new remodel. Give us a call at 243-1512 or 755-3286 in Harlan. Now you can have quality and great prices at your favorite plumber, Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Thought of the day today comes from Jack Penn. One of the secrets of life is to make stepping stones out of stumbling blocks.
Just pick up your feet.
Did that backwards.
Yeah. Just pick up your feet.
That's right.
Didn't your mom always used to tell you that when you're walking through the house and dragging your feet? Pick up your feet. That's how you do that. Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. And my thanks to Blaine Kirkhoff, and good luck to the Audubon boys today as they wrestle at the state dual team tournament. And again, we'll have live coverage throughout the day at 1 o'clock or 11 o'clock this morning, 1 o'clock this afternoon, and then either 4:30 or 6:30. We'll let you know as the day moves along. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.